Nixon is going to say the agreements will be signed and that the war will end because the other side was brought to their knees. It was an American victory. And we, as political people, have to be sure that we don't ever stop until the people in this country understand that it's been an American defeat, hard as it is for Americans to accept. A third world underdeveloped country with no industry, 90% of whose people are peasants, has defeated the mightiest imperialist power in the world. And so our struggle must continue. And if our struggle is to continue, we have to support the people who are the victims of repression, and it's going to get worse. I'm old, and I lived through the McCarthy era, and my family was called up in front of HUAC, and a lot of people were silenced during that period, and I remember what it meant, and Nixon ushered that period in, and he's trying to do the same thing today. He's trying to stop the movement. He's going to try to do it with repression, political repression. He's going to try to sever us off from everything that happened in the 60s, just the way they did it in the 50s. Everything that happened before, the labor movement, everything that happened was stopped. So the kids of the 60s had to start all over again. We can't allow it to happen. We have to fight him,